Chapter 21, Christian Love as the Basic Principle of Morality. We have observed that those systems of morality which do not found themselves upon the gospel teaching of love are insolvent. We have also observed that Christian morality is completely established on the law of love. This law is the basis and summit of it. What exactly is Christian love? In its fully developed state, it is the most elevated, powerful, and radiant of all human feelings. It is manifested as an experience of special spiritual and moral nearness, of a most strong inner gravitation of one person to another. The heart of a loving person is open to the one who is loved and is ready to receive him to itself and ready to give itself to the other. You Corinthians, Apostle Paul wrote to his beloved spiritual children, our heart is enlarged for you, there is room for you in us. Thus all will know that you are my disciples if you will have love among you. St. John 13th chapter 39th verse, said the Lord Jesus Christ to his apostles, and through them to all of us. Christian love is a special feeling which draws one near to God, who is love itself. In the words of his beloved apostle, 1 John, the 4th chapter, 8th verse, in the sphere of earthly feelings, there is none higher than a love which is ready for self-sacrifice. And the whole history of God's relation to man is a continuous history of the self-sacrifice of heavenly love. The heavenly King leads the sinner, the one who has opposed and betrayed him, by the hand to salvation, and for the sake of the sinner's salvation, he does not spare even his only begotten Son. The Son of God came down from heaven, was made incarnate, suffered, and died, so that he, through the resurrection, could give the sinner that blessed eternity which he has lost by his own betrayal. Before his sufferings, however, he gave his faithful a bequeath, a commandment, an ideal of love. As I loved you, so you too love one another. Such is the ideal of selfless Christian love. It embraces everyone, not just friends, but also enemies. In the Gospel, the Lord pointedly says, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even the sinners love those who love them. St. Luke 6, chapter 32nd verse. By these words, the Lord warns us against the egotistical, selfish character of a non-Christian pagan love. In such egotistic love, the main element is our personal I, our self-gratification which we receive from this feeling. The Lord commanded something else of Christians. Love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who offend and persecute you. Thus, a Christian loves other people not for their good or obliging disposition, but for themselves. They are dear to him in themselves, and in a Christian's love seeks their salvation, even if they treat him as an enemy. Perhaps nowhere in the Holy Scripture is the essence of the nature of Christian love so clearly revealed as in chapter 13 of Apostle Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians. This chapter is appropriately called the Hymn of Christian Love. Here the apostle compares Christian love with various spiritual gifts and virtues. He calls love the most excellent path at the end of the chapter 12, and then explains with unshakable conviction how much higher it is than all the gifts and experiences of man. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, the apostle says, then I am as clanging brass and a tinkling cymbal, like spiritless objects which act only on the external senses of man and not on his heart. And all the highest gifts and virtues, prophecies, understanding of all mysteries, wonder-working, faith, and even struggles of self-denial and martyrdom, without love they are nothing, and only from love do they acquire their worth. Love is long-suffering and merciful, does not envy or exalt itself, is not proud or unseemly of conduct. It makes one patient, meek, humble, and of good will towards everyone. Love does not seek its own. It is not easily angered, does not think evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. This is a victorious force, the power of the humble love, which destroys the egoism and evil which nests in a man's heart. This true love always seeks truth and verity and not falsehood and obliqueness. Finally, love covers all things, believes all things, hopes in all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Truly, never. Nothing will break it, neither trials, nor torments, nor sorrows, nor deprivations, nor disenchantment, and it will go with a Christian to a new and a better world, where it will blossom out in its fullness when all other gifts are disappeared and faith and hope have already ceased. Faith will be replaced by sight of the reality face to face, and hope will come to realization. Love alone will reign unto ages of ages forever. And thus the same apostle says, love is the fulfillment of the law. Romans 12, chapter 10, word. Study guide. Complete the following statements. 1. We have also observed. 2. What exactly is the Christian love in its? 3. Christian love is? 4. It embraces? 5. Luke 6, verse 32. 6. Love is? 7. Love does not? 8. This is a victorious force. 9. Love covers. 10. Love never. 11. Nothing will break